A study from the Australian Institute of Families suggests that teenagers are opting for traditional gender roles when choosing their careers. Catherine Gregory has been finding out more.
What do you want to be when you grow up? It's a question that's been thrown at children for decades.
We had 6 in 10 of the 14 to 15-year-olds actually said that they knew what sort of job they would like to do. So 40% had no idea. They're still thinking about it.
Dr. Jennifer Baxter is from the Australian Institute of Family Studies, and she's one of the authors of a new study of teenagers' career aspirations.
So then of the 60% that said that they knew what they wanted, a really large number we're talking about sort of fairly high status professional jobs, and they're sort of those jobs that are kind of quite visible, and I guess everybody's aware of them, sort of the teachers and the doctors and nurses, lawyers.
The study of almost 3,400 14 to 15 year olds found that these aspirations are high compared to the 35% of workers currently in professional or managerial jobs. But Dr. Baxter says the most significant finding is the teens' perception of gender roles in the workforce. The boys want to work as engineers or in IT, while the girls prefer teaching or social professional roles.
I suspect it is a bit about what kids are actually seeing is going on in the real world, because we know that the labour market is still gendered, with, you know, most of the nurses are females and most of the engineers are males. And then specifically when you're sort of talking about jobs like beautician and mechanic and these sorts of things that are really gendered, they're the things that girls and boys are exposed to, and they're thinking about, well, that's what's normal. So they're going along with that when they're thinking about their own expectations.
Anne Hollands, the director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies, hopes over time these gender stereotypes will change.
Given the changing nature of work, given the sorts of adaptations that we all need to make to the new world of work that's ahead of us, that we hope that both boys and girls will see that they've got the capacity to do a range of different jobs, not just split on gender lines.
About 11% of the teenagers aspire to get into less realistic jobs, such as being a dancer, actor or YouTuber. Anne Holland says overall, though, the teenagers are influenced by societal trends and pressures, such as the need for secure employment.
Post-GFC, we've got, low wage growth, we've got rising living costs, a lot of discussion about, you know, times are tough for the average family, and all of these things do feed into what kids are thinking about one way or the other. That doesn't mean that, you know, then some of them will still want to be the astronaut or the movie star, but perhaps there is a sort of a conservatism or a cautiousness that has descended a little bit on our young people.
Carolyn Alchin is with the Career Development Association of Australia and has worked in career counselling for young teenagers. She also says they're inevitably influenced by the changing labour market.
There's a lot of research around the fact that jobs become gendered very, very early in the piece. When we're thinking about aspiration, about careers, you need to see somebody doing it that you can align yourself with, if you will. And whether that be based on gender or culture or race, whatever, if you don't see role models, you imagine that it's not possible for you.
That's Carolyn Alchin from the Career Development Association, ending Catherine Gregory's report.